Today we're talking about the five reasons why the INFJ can't find a partner. I've been married for a couple of years now, but for the majority of my 20s and well into my 30s, I was single. And I was single while I saw my friends get into relationships, then maybe back out, then they find somebody new. It definitely seemed like something that was so much easier for others than it was for me. And now, after having worked with so many INFJs over the last almost 10 years, I can definitely tell you there's a pattern. There's something we as INFJs experience collectively. And it's not just something where we should go and look at those reasons and say, poor me, well, I'm just not going to get my needs met, or it's so much more difficult for an INFJ. It's so much more than that. We have to recognize what doesn't work for us, but what might work for others. And therefore understand what we have to do and how we have to show up in order to get everything that we want out of a relationship. Before we get started though, I want to let you know that we're having our yearly Easter promotion for the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. It's going to be $50 off. This is the best price we have all year long, so you'll never find a better offer than this. And it's starting this Friday until April 1st, so Easter Monday. So if you haven't already downloaded one of our free posters, get that one to get reminded when our Easter promotion starts, or directly go to our website. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. So the first reason why the INFJ can't seem to find a partner is our social inhibition. Yes, in a lot of ways, we can understand others. We can be social beings, not as in we're extroverts and we hang out with a lot of people, but we can connect with people. And this is actually needed in order to create a common connection, in order to create a great circumstance. But if we don't want to communicate with so many people, if we don't want to meet so many people, guess what? We're not really helping ourselves in finding the person that makes sense for us. So what does that mean? Do we have to pretend to be extroverts? Do we have to go out and meet more people? Not at all. But we have to understand that if we don't dare to really create connections with other people and overcome this fear of, oh, I might get into this uncomfortable situation, I might have to reject somebody, I might have to look at something and evaluate if it makes sense for me or not. If we don't want to go into those emotions and face them, we're never going to get to the other side, which is, oh, I'm comfortable with talking to a lot of people, maybe not, you know, at once, but just getting to know somebody and really thinking about if that person makes sense to me. In most cases, we as INFJs don't even get that far. We either idolize somebody or we meet that one person and we put all our hope into that one. But if we do that, we're not really getting to the root of it all, which is to find out what we need. And so we first off have to understand, yes, I have a social inhibition. So how can I go about this in a way that works for me? The best thing that I have found, specifically in our times, is online dating. And I'm not talking about all those swipe apps. I'm talking about something serious, a page where there's a real personality test, where they really connect you with people that would potentially at least make sense to you. And then you can decide on your own how often you're willing to talk to a person, how often you're comfortable to get into this atmosphere, but always going into it with the goal of, I want to get rid of this uncomfortable feeling. Talking to somebody online who might be a potential partner should be something that feels as easy as, you know, talking about passing the salt. That is our goal. Because until we get to this place, we're most likely are going to be led by our insecurities or by some kind of guilty feeling of, oh, I don't want to lead anybody on. And we're not actually giving ourselves the chance to really get to know somebody. That being said, please be honest about what you want. Don't go into it and go, oh, let's see where this leads. Decide for yourself. I want, for example, a serious long-term relationship, and I'm only talking to people who already know that this is what they want as well. You don't need that personal satisfaction of convincing somebody that you're special enough for them to change their ways. You want somebody who already knows what they want, and then they match with what you want. That is what makes most sense for us INFJs. And don't worry about it not being romantic or spur of a moment. There's enough time for that. We just want to give ourselves the opportunity to talk to people and get to a place where we first off understand ourselves better. We are not afraid of the entire process. And we really allow ourselves to remove all obstacles that might lead us into a toxic situation that's never going to give us what we were looking for. Reason number two, we as INFJs are mismatched to most people. For the longest time, I thought that this was just made up. Yes, I saw that people were different, but if I was being honest with myself, I always thought deep down, they somehow think like me. They're just too afraid to express that. They're just not as conscious about it. I always felt there was some kind of connection with people and everybody would want, you know, an honest conversation and to be really aware of what's really going on inside. But that's just not the case. Most people are not that deep, and that's okay. It's just important for us to understand this. So what are we going to do? Are we just going to pity ourselves and say, oh, you know, poor me, I'm just not cut out for most people and therefore I'm going to stay single forever? If we want a relationship, we can definitely get that. We just have to be aware that the fact that we're mismatched with other people is actually something that can be an advantage. Because what we have to do is, for example, if you have an online profile, is to be as honest about who you are and what you want as much as possible. Once I did that, so this is not just about saying I'm looking for a long-term relationship, for example. This is also saying about, you know, I want personal growth. It's important for me to find somebody who's also into that. I want somebody who has a plan, who has goals, who has ambitions. Whatever you want, and this is really about trying out what you really want, asking yourself those questions, deciding for yourself what kind of future you want for yourself and who would fit that bill. What most INFJs do and what I had done for the longest time was to, you know, aim for a feeling, urge to have this connection. And so if there's somebody that comes into my life that could be a potential partner, I would ask myself, how can I fit into their world? This is a disaster waiting to happen. So practice it. Ask yourself, what do I want? Where is my life going? What kind of person would fit into this life logistically, personality-wise, and so forth? And don't necessarily narrow it down saying, oh, I only like this personality type. If you affirm on what you need, you can really allow a lot of people to try to fit that bill. But really define for yourself in a vacuum what you want. Not based on how that person is going to react, how their life is going to, you know, develop. You decide it for yourself and then you see, oh, who can fit into this theoretically? And then we can talk about how emotions can develop. In a lot of ways, we know beforehand that person, you know, just wouldn't match. But as often as this happens, we also get into situations and develop feelings for somebody who really logistically doesn't make sense in our life. We get attached to the persona we think they are and not to the person that they could actively be in our lives. So remember, yes, I might be a mismatch to a lot of people. That's why I'm going to find the person who is a match much faster. Because if I, for example, present myself in a way where a lot of people directly get turned off by that, because that's just not the person that they could imagine having in their life, you have less time wasted with those kind of people. On the other hand, people who don't see anything off-putting about you, you know, they will get into your life. That's how it was with me. Like, till this day, my husband says, I have no idea what you're talking about, why people thought you were weird, why people, you know, didn't think like that was a normal person. But I remember very vividly how I was telling my friends and showing my friends how I showed up online, for example, and they said to me, what do you think you're doing? Of course people are going to, you know, back out of this. Like, this sounds like you're completely weird. No, this sounds like me. This is who I really am. This is what I really want. And the person who matches that will find it normal. They will not have a problem with that. Or even if they understand that there's something uncommon about it, it won't make them back out. So make it really easy for people to understand who you truly are, so they have the ability to remove themselves out of the equation without even having to put any effort on it. So then when you get into conversations with people, it will be people who already are okay with you showing that part of you. The third reason why so many INFJs can't find a partner is because we crave deep connections. And if we see somebody that potentially would make sense to us, we really want that connection right away. It seems like this natural thing that we aim for, and everything else would feel like we would be holding back completely. But we have to look at it this way. We're neglecting ourselves on a daily basis. We're not allowing ourselves deep connections, you know, all the time, in general, with life. And so if there's one person who potentially could fill that void, it's like a little glass of water in the desert. It's all we see, and it's the only solution we could think of. And so we put everything into that. It just bursts out. And that's normal. That's human behavior. We cannot change this reaction if we're depleted this much. So we have to ask ourselves, can I and do I want to get to a place where I don't crave those deep connections? Well, what does this mean? Am I supposed to pretend I'm somebody that I'm not? I want those deep connections. It's actually a little bit different than what most INFJs think and what I thought for the longest time, which is this. If you really connect with your life, if you live out everything that you are, if you show up as authentically as you possibly can all day and you connect with the outside world independent of who you meet, you're not going to crave those deep connections because you already feel understood. You already feel connected. There's such a disconnect from who we really are with our life because we have learned to suppress who we are. We show up in a way that is going to be accepted, that's going to be tolerated. Even more so, we show up in a way that makes other people comfortable. But if we do that, yes, other people will feel understood, but we won't. Because in order for us to feel connected, in order for us to feel understood, we first have to show up the way we are. And I know this is scary. And, you know, we may not even know exactly what that looks like, but we can definitely lean into it. And having gone through that transformation myself, and again, seen so many INFJs go through that as well, there is a difference. There is a difference of, oh, if I show up this way, everybody's going to abandon me. Everybody's going to reject me. Well, in the end of the day, those are fears we have inside because we've been taught and we've been conditioned that the way we are is just wrong. But still, that's who we are. And we have to get to a place where we know for sure that we'd rather be disliked for who we are than to be liked for who we're not. Because if we really wait to be liked for who we're not, we're always going to look for that little piece of hope that could give us the connection we crave for so much. But if we just demand this connection from the world, we just show up as authentically as we are, and that will push some people out, that will attract others, it will change everything. And this connection that you want and that you crave won't be built through one person. It will be built through every single relationship you have in your life. And when you have that, you can really approach dating from the aspect of, let me first look, does this make sense for me? Is this a person that will add to my life? And then you can start building up a deeper connection. But it's not a need that needs to be fulfilled right away before I can even figure out if that person makes sense. Because let's be honest, so many of us have been in situations where we get hooked on another person, we obsess over them, and that person doesn't really make sense in our life. If they did, they would probably be going out with us, but they didn't. Reason number four why the INFJ can't find a partner is because we idolize our potential partners. This goes hand in hand with wanting that connection. If we feel that person is the one who could finally understand me, and we project everything onto that person, of course we're going to idolize them. And when we idolize a person, we're wasting time that could be spent getting to know people in a casual way in order to understand what we want and what we don't want. So much of what we need is still invisible to so many INFJs because we just haven't tried it out. We have to go out on a date. We have to talk to a person to recognize, this is not a behavior I like. This, on the other hand, is something that is going to be a must-have for me. I thought everybody had this characteristic. Now I know they don't. So from now on, I'm going to make sure that this is a must-have. We have to really get to this place. As INFJs, we're so great at understanding things without really living them out that we forget that so many aspects can really only be figured out if we try them out in the real world. It really has to become this casual thing that we just take on as, oh, I want to get a new job. Oh, I want to move to a new city. Oh, I want to find a partner. So I'm going to sign up, for example, on a professional website where I'm going to be upfront about what I want and where I give myself the chance to talk to a person maybe once, twice, figure out if they're an option or not, and then move on, right? We really have to get to a place where it's not that big of a deal. And that's when we really figure out and get further and get to the place that's going to make us find a person that fits our life. So how do we not idolize a person? Because all the times I have idolized a potential partner and I've seen the INFJs that I've worked with idolizing a partner, it was always a mismatch. You don't idolize people who are real in your life. You idolize this image you have of them. And so in order for us not to fall into this trap, we have to start creating our life on our terms. The better your life is, the more in control you are of creating an amazing life, the less you're going to look for that potential partner as your solution. The person that's going to make your life exciting or who's going to save you or the person that you could save so you have meaning in your life. So this is one of those aspects that's super important. Before you really get to a place where you say, oh, that person fits my life or fits my future, we have to start working towards creating the future that we want. And that, for example, is the basis of the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. That you take charge of creating the life that you want, understanding what you want, and being inspired and motivated enough to continuously take the steps forward. Because then you know, this is the path I'm heading down, no matter who comes into my life. Yes, some things might deviate, but that's the person I'm going to be, and that's what I want to create in my life, and that's a non-negotiable. And then you can really look out and say, who makes the cut? Who fits into that life? That doesn't mean we can't make compromises, but we're not going to idolize a person because we think that person might be the solution to all our troubles. No, it's just an add-on to the life we're already creating. And that's when we come to reason 5, actually. The INFJ so often puts way too much weight on a relationship. That relationship is not your project. That relationship is not your solution. That relationship is not the thing that's going to create excitement in your life. It will never last. Like, even if something happens that might give you those emotions, you know, for a minute, it's not going to be that kind of energy that's going to be sustained throughout your relationship with that person. Because in order for us to feel excited, we have to create that excitement. Otherwise, once this person would really become part of your life, we would fall back into all of our old patterns and we would feel unfulfilled again. That's why we don't want so many people in our life, because we're looking for that excitement, that person that's going to make a difference. And if they actually would want to be with us, if they would be a great addition to our life, they're not interesting enough for us because they're not going to get us out of our misery. And that's our predicament. We have to get ourselves out of our misery by ourselves because we're the only ones who can really do that. Although we think others could, it's just an imagination in our mind. And once we're on that path, once we start creating things, we're automatically not putting that much weight on a relationship. Yes, it's a great addition. Yes, it will give me something that I don't have yet, but I'm already winning. This is just going to be the cherry on top. And if you approach your life this way, if you create the INFJ epic life on your terms, then that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to be happy about a relationship. It's going to make your life fuller, but it's not a make or break decision. And that's when things get easier, seemingly overnight. Remember, if you want some more guidelines, how to create your INFJ epic life, what steps to take, what will really motivate us and what we have to look at, what mindset shifts have to happen. And it's really a holistic guide. Then get the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. Now is the perfect time for it. Remember, we have the yearly Easter promotion starting this Friday until April 1st, so Easter Monday. This is the best time to get the audio guide. So really start your INFJ Epic Life journey and you'll see how finding a partner will just become that much easier. Have a great Easter weekend and I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.